Welcome to Guiding Echoes, the show that loves to inspire and empower you to awaken your intuitive abilities and develop your psychic skills. I'm your host, Nicole Antoinette. Join me as we dive into exciting topics such as spirit communication, energy healing, intuition, consciousness, and so much more. The fun begins right now. And happy Tuesday, everyone. Yes, absolutely. The fun begins right now. So excited to have you with us today. My name is Nicole Antoinette. I will be your host this evening. And I want to give a special thanks to all of you who are joining us on 105.3 FM New Orleans through the UPRN Network. We have a wonderful lineup for you tonight. Of course, we're starting things off strong with the Guiding Echoes show, which is what you're listening to right now. Following that, we are going to have an interesting conversation over at Discovery Paranormal. They're going to be talking about cryptids. And so for those of you who are unfamiliar with that, that's where Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Chupacabra all fit into that category of cryptids, cryptoids. And we've also got Chasing Prophecy tonight and Into the Night. So it is going to be a wonderful paranormal psychic packed evening tonight. And I'm excited for it. And I hope you are too. Also want to say thank you to everyone joining me live on the Guiding Echoes YouTube channel and the Guiding Echoes Facebook page. If you would like to join the conversation tonight, remember, you can always join me every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Central on the Guiding Echoes YouTube channel or Facebook page. It's a wonderful way for you to get involved in the conversation, talk to other members of this community. Hit me up with your questions. And so I want to go through and say hello to the people popping in tonight. We've got Trish, Russell, Tanya, Rosie Mae, Cairo, Marla, Sheila, Donna, Tammy, Yolanda, Monique, and Delightful B, John, Sarah, Lori, and so many more. So I'm going to stop right there because otherwise I'm just going to be saying hello to everyone all night, which isn't bad, but you know, we've got things to do today. So today's topic is being your own psychic medium. So what does that mean? What does that mean to be your own psychic medium? Well, when I talk about being your own psychic medium, that means that you are learning how to use your abilities, whether psychic or intuitive, to connect to the other side so you can speak to your loved ones in spirit. But here's the thing that I want you to know. You actually don't have to be psychic and you don't have to be intuitive to do this. And I am going to share with you one of my favorite methods for helping people to connect with their loved ones in the spirit world. So I'm going to be showing you three different methods tonight. And if you want to learn more, if that's just not enough for you, I'd like to invite you to check out the Embracing Heaven online course. It's a complete course that teaches you several different ways to connect to your loved ones in spirit. But before we get started on that, I did want to talk about the energies this week. So as you know, I love to begin each broadcast tuning in to the collective consciousness and getting an idea of what is happening on a energetic level with those of us who are living on this wonderful planet, this beautiful planet called Earth. And the energies this week so far have been very interesting. In fact, if I were to give it a theme, I would say that the theme this week is bullies and boundaries. It hasn't been fun. So I'm wondering how many of you have been dealing with bullies this week. And when I talk about bullies, I don't mean like someone is, you know, beating you up in the schoolyard and pulling your pigtails. I mean those bullies, those narcissists, those toxic characters who are making your life hell. So maybe this is a boss or a coworker. Maybe this is your neighbor. Could be a landlord, could be an ex, could even be someone you're in a relationship with. But what I am finding is that this week, bullies seem to be poking at our wounds a little bit more than normal. I had a situation happen very recently where I got into a business arrangement with someone And this person did not keep up with their end of the bargain. I was doing everything I was supposed to do, but this other person was not. And there was a disagreement that happened between the two of us. And there was a mistake that I had made, and I fessed up to it. I acknowledged that I made a mistake. I was like, you're right. You know, should have handled this differently. I'm sorry. But the small mistake that I made did not outweigh the conscious bad choices that they were making that poorly affected the different things that I was working on. And this person never apologized for their part in things, but instead they decided they were going to go into character assassination mode when I was already feeling pretty lousy. You know, it was a very stressful week. My nervous system was shot. I just wasn't in the best of moods. And so while I was apologizing to this person and trying to resolve this issue with them, they decided to just attack my character and speak down to me. And it was not a very pleasant experience. And so, you know, after that situation took place, we made an agreement to go our separate ways. And there are things that are still popping up in this situation as we resolve and complete this project. And this person is still doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And so I'm having to really stand firm on my boundaries. Now, the reason I am sharing this with you is because I have no doubt that you're going through something similar, even though the stage is different. What I mean by that is I believe that all of us on this energy field, I think all of us right now are being put in situations where we have to stand firm on our boundaries and we have to stand firm on who we are. I think a lot of people are in unfortunate positions where their character is being assassinated as well, where people are trying to fit you into a box that they've created for you. And they want you to be subservient to them so that they can feel powerful, right? They need to feel big. They need to feel important. And the way for them to do that is to make you very small. In order for them to be big and strong, they need to make you small and weak. And so this week, I believe, is about reminding yourself of who you are and knowing that you're worth standing up for. It's about advocating for yourself. It's about speaking up. It's about letting people know when they cross those boundaries, even if it's uncomfortable, and even if it gets you into a little bit of hot water, because you deserve to be respected. And this is how the collective consciousness grows and learns. And sometimes people don't know that they're, as weird as it sounds, like sometimes people don't know that they're crossing a line, and they're not going to know that until we speak up. So that's what I think the overall vibes are for this week. That's what I believe the energies are doing this week. And so again, just stand firm to who you are. And in case you don't know who you are, I want to remind you of who you are. Okay, so here we go. You are a divine, wonderful, magical, spiritual being. There is nothing in this world that you cannot do. You are beautiful in the eyes of God, in the eyes of the universe, and you are so beloved by the spiritual realms. I want you to know that when you were born, the angels smiled, the angels sang, the angels rejoiced. Your spirit guides, your ancestors were all throwing the biggest celebration in your honor because they knew what wonderful things you were going to bring to the planet. And then, of course, you had your physical family here, whether it's your parents, your cousins, whoever, they were excited for your arrival too, because they knew that you are going to be a wonderful, intricate part of their lives. You have so much to do. You have an amazing purpose. And don't ever allow people to stop and get you to question that. Okay. So just remember, you are divine. You are divine. You are the universe expressing itself. And you have a very unique personality. You have a very unique set of skills that allow you to express not only the universe, but your fullest version of yourself. And it's okay if you don't have all the answers right now. It's okay if you make mistakes. It's part of the human experience. And it's okay if you feel like you're just fumbling through life right now. Hey, look, I get it. And there are a lot of people right now who are struggling, who are going through some really hard times. And if you're listening to this broadcast and if you're thinking to yourself, gosh, I am not where I thought I would be in life right now. Like, this is not who I thought I would be. This is when I visualized my future, I didn't think I'd be here. Like, this is not where I want to be. And I don't really know what the next step is, or I do know what the next step is, but I'm a little intimidated by it. Hey, guess what? You're in good company. A lot of us are feeling that way. A lot of us are feeling that way, but you know what? You have the strength to move on. You have the courage. And right now I am sending you the intention and the prayers that miracles will open up for you, that doors of opportunity will open up for you, that the path will be made clear, that all challenges that are in your way would be removed, and that you will find absolutely everything that you need in order to be your best self. So I believe that right now the universe is working in your favor. Your angels, your spirit guides, your ancestors, even your friends on earth right now, like, everyone is working in cahoots together, whether they know it or not, on an energetic level. Everyone is working together to find those solutions for you and to help you to get to where you need to be. And it's going to be amazing. So sit back, relax, enjoy the ride, allow the universe to work its magic. And all you have to do is follow the breadcrumbs, follow the path, listen to your heart, go to where your soul leads, and do the best you can, because that's all any of us can ever do. And that is enough, and you are enough, okay? Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. So those are the energies for this week. Now let's go ahead and dive into how to be your own psychic medium. How to be your own psychic medium. So anyone who has ever lost someone knows how it feels to have that emptiness in your heart. It feels like there's this hole in your spirit. And there are times when it's going to be so difficult to express what it is that you are feeling. When you are in that deep grief, it feels as if you'll never get out. And when that grief is magnified by the loss of someone who you love very much, it can be really hard to figure out how to navigate through your life when your spouse, when your partner, when your child, when your parent, when your best friend is no longer here in physical form. Now, let's be honest, going to psychic mediums can get expensive, right? Going to a psychic medium can definitely bring a sense of comfort. I wouldn't go so far as to say closure. I don't know that we get closure on things like that. I don't think that we do. But you can have a sense of comfort in knowing that your loved one still exists. And that can be a really profound experience for a lot of people. But you know what's even more profound, and what's even more helpful and more healing when it comes to navigating through grief, is being able to connect with your loved ones on your own. This is something that I've been passionate about for a long time, because grief has the power to tear us apart, right? We've all seen it happen. If we haven't experienced it directly, we've seen people who have fallen apart when their grief became too much for them. We also know that there are mediums out there who are charlatans, so they're not real mediums, they're just charlatans. And we want to be able to protect ourselves from that. We want to be able to build this skill on our own so that we're not taken for a ride. And that's what we are going to do today. We're going to show you how to connect with your loved ones and not be taken in by fake mediums, by fake psychics. So here's what you're going to do. The very first thing you're going to do is you are going to get a set of index cards, or if you have anything the size of business cards that are completely blank, that's what you're going to do, or that's what you can use. And you're going to create spirit communication cards. And this is something that I absolutely love, because you don't have to be a psychic. You don't have to be intuitive. You don't have to have any special gifts whatsoever to make these work. What you're going to do is you're going to get these cards and you're going to think about the different sayings and phrases that your loved one on the other side used to say frequently. So here's an example. I had a client who was working through this exercise, and one of the things that her father used to always say is, "It's good enough for company." So if he liked something, if you asked him, "Hey, how did you like this meal?" It's good enough for company. If you asked him, "What did you think of that movie?" Oh, it's good enough for company. So that was one of his ways of saying, "I liked it," right? That's a unique way of saying that you like something. And so that was one of the phrases that she put on the cards. There was another client of mine who mentioned that she had a grandfather who didn't really talk a whole lot. He could talk. He just chose not to. And if he didn't agree with something that you were saying, or if you were asking him for advice on something and you were maybe telling him your plans or how you were going to overcome some type of challenge, or you're telling him about a goal, if he thought it was kind of silly, if he didn't agree with it, he would just tilt his head forward and look at you, glare at you really over the rim of his eyeglasses. So he would just tilt his head forward, move his eyes up, and look at you over his glasses, like as if to say, "Really? Are you serious right now? Like, come on." So since that was something he normally did, she actually drew a little image on one of the cards of him doing that, of him looking over the eyeglasses as if to say, "Really?" So I want you to think about all the different things that your loved one in the spirit world said that were unique to them. Sometimes people have a very unique way of saying yes. Sometimes people have a unique way of saying no. Like I try not to say no outright. Like if someone asks me a question about something and I don't think it's a good idea, I might say something like, "That's an interesting thought. Have you thought about," you know, and then I'll give a suggestion, because I don't like shooting people down. I really try hard not to. So think about the different ways that your loved one, again, said yes, no, I don't know, maybe. And just think about the phrases they used to use. Think about the jokes they used to tell. Did you have a grandmother who used to threaten you with the chocolate, you know, with the slipper? Was she gonna hit you with the slipper if you mouthed off to her? You know, draw a picture of the slipper. And so when you're creating these cards, it's really important that you focus on only one person at a time. If you want to make multiple decks for different people, you can. If you want to eventually create one deck that incorporates a lot of different people, you can do that too. But when you're starting out, it's best to make one deck for one person. You really want to focus on one person. Okay. So if you can't remember what phrases and dad jokes and sentences your loved one used to say, the other thing that you can do is go through some old letters. You know, if they were still around during the time of social media and they had a Twitter account, if they had Facebook or YouTube, whatever it is, go through those. Go through your old emails. Go through old birthday cards. You know, really dig for those forms of communication. One of the things that is really nice about doing this is that when you go back through the different emails and the birthday cards and the letters, it helps you to relive those moments. And even that can be really nice. It can be comforting. And just by doing that, you can feel their presence. You can absolutely feel their presence. So the garden muse is saying, oh boy, my grandparents had a shoe fly swatter they threatened to use on us. Yeah. Yeah, my grandma did too. I had a grandma who used to use a fly swatter and a slipper. I don't remember her ever actually using it, but I mean, the threat was there. The threat was there. And then Christy is saying, when my mom didn't like something, she would say, that's for the birds. That's wonderful. Yeah, I had another friend whose mom used to say, I'm tickled pink. When she was excited about something, she'd say she was tickled pink. And so she would put that on one of her cards. I'm tickled pink. And I'll tell you about some of the experiences people had a little later in this broadcast, because it actually was pretty amazing, the different things that people have experienced. So again, go through those letters, go through those emails, and whatever stands out to you, whatever sentiments really stand out to you, highlight them, write them down, put them on your cards. And what you will do once you have at least 10, you know, you want to have at least 10 of these, is you're going to focus on your loved one. And you're really going to dedicate that deck to them. You're going to let them know, okay, Grandma, okay, you know, okay, Aunt Terry, okay, you know, whoever it is on the other side, I created this deck so that I can communicate with you. So please help me to use this deck. Please use these cards to speak back to me. And if there's any other phrases you want me to put on these cards, please let me know so I can make a new one. All right. And let's see, we got Tarot by Samaj, and he's saying, we get to make them real when we bring them back in through their words. When we connect to their spirit, they come through for us. That is absolutely correct. And that's why this method works so well, because when you use their words, you're really tuning into their personality. And their personality starts to shine through in this special deck that you're creating. So Joshua is saying, Nicole is 100% correct. I always sense my granny whenever I think of her. And sometimes I can smell peppermint or her perfume when she is there. Aw. Well, you know what? If you start using these cards, if you make your own, you'll probably get that sense even more. Probably get it even more. Let's see. John is saying, Grandma would say the same thing. She'd be like, this weather is for the birds. Yep. For the birds. So, and then Christy's saying, I try to incorporate the words when I'm talking to my kids. Aw, that's lovely. Yeah, that's a wonderful way to keep that memory going and to really kind of keep those, I don't know, a lot of different families kind of have their own sayings and inside jokes, right? So it's really fun when you're able to pass that along through generation to generation. And it just becomes like this fun thing for people both here in the physical form when you're sitting around the, you know, family or sitting around the table for a family Thanksgiving dinner. You also have your spirit family there too. And so I know that they are just, they think it's an absolute hoot. It's a hoot when they see, you know, the grandkids using phrases that their great, great, great grandparents were using those jokes, you know. So everyone can feel it. Everyone can feel the energy of that. So it's a lot of fun. So once you have created your cards, again, you want to have at least, I would say at least 10, I mean, 5 at minimum, but 10's a really good number. And try not to rack your brain out over this. I've had people who have created 8 and they are just like freaking out because they can't get those last two cards. That's fine. Just start where you can. Start somewhere, okay? So you make your cards. You dedicate them to your loved one. You ask your loved one to come through and to use those cards to communicate with you. And then you ask your question. You ask your question and you shuffle the cards. Hold on to the energy of that question. Hold on to the energy of your loved one. Shuffle them up and then just turn one over and see what the answer is and see if that answer matches your question. So getting back to the lovely woman who created her cards, and one of her cards did say, it's good enough for company. I don't know what else she wrote on her cards. She didn't tell me, but she did tell me how she had made quite a few of them. She started shuffling them. She dedicated them to her dad, and she asked her dad, hey, dad, do you like heaven? How do you like heaven? Mixes them up and pulls the card that says, it's good enough for company. So that was pretty cool. Another thing that had happened with another client of mine was she had created, so her mom loved to write. And when she transitioned to the spirit world, she left behind so many different books and journals that she had written in. And so my client had a lot to work with because she had her mom's diary. She had her mom's journal. Her mom was the type of person who would read a book, underline things, highlight things, make her own notes in it, cross things out if she didn't agree with it, and write down why she didn't agree with it. And I had to laugh when my client was telling me about this. Well, she's more of a friend now. When my friend was telling me about this, because that's how I am with my books. So if when I pass on, whoever inherits my books, they're going to be like, did she think she was an editor or something? Like, what's up with all these notes and highlights? But anyways, I love to interact with my books. It's just, it's a weird thing. So anyway, my friend was making her set of cards and she mixed them up. And she said to her mom, Mom, I've made these cards so we can communicate with each other. What do you think of that? And when she pulled one of the cards, it said, I'm tickled pink. I'm tickled pink. And what a perfect response. What a perfect response. And so when things like that happen, it is validation to you that this is real, that these are really working, because she could have pulled any card out of that deck of, I think she made 20 of them. I think she did. So there were 20 different responses that she could have pulled. And I don't know, again, I don't know what else was on her card, but I have a hard time believing that the other 19 would have fit perfectly as an answer to that question. So when you work with these cards, you'll start to get answers really quickly. And if it doesn't work for you at first, try not to get discouraged. Maybe just make more cards. Think about your questions a little harder. And be mindful of what you're asking. And be mindful that when you're working with cards, the answers are still relatively limited. But you got to start somewhere, right? You got to start somewhere. And the cards are a really good way to get that communication flowing. It's a good way to get validation. And once you are able to start getting answers through the cards and you notice that there's no other explanation as to how you can get such valid responses unless there's an intelligent being behind it. Like, there's no other way you could get this. This is beyond chance. These answers are so on point that they're beyond chance. That's when you'll start to notice your intuition also starts to open up and come through. Your intuition will start to open up and you'll sense your loved one more. You'll start to get more synchronicities. You will start to get more signs. You'll probably get more dream visitations, but you'll also feel your loved one's presence near you, and you will get very clear directives from them. You'll be able to have conversations with them in your own mind. In your own mind. Oh my gosh, Dolly, that's hilarious. Dolly says, at least it didn't say it's for the birds. Well, you know, that would have been a valid response too. That would have been the mom's way of saying, hey, you know, it's cute you're trying this, my love, but this is not my favorite way to communicate. But yeah, that would have. But yes, I agree. At least it didn't say that. At least it didn't say that. So again, it's just a really good way to get the ball rolling in that direction and to open up the energy in a way that also makes you feel safe, because, you know, there's obviously different tools that people can use for spirit communications. There's Ouija boards, and we've all heard stories, right? We've all heard stories of Ouija boards gone very, very wrong. Like, I grew up hearing those stories, and I think a lot of us did. And of course, Hollywood loves to cash in on things like that and make everyone terrified of spirit communication. So, you know, that's a tool that's really intimidating. And for those of you wondering, no, I've never used a Ouija board. Honestly, don't have much of a desire to. I'm not saying I would never use one, but I mean, I'm kind of a medium. I don't feel like I need one. Answers come to me pretty clearly from the other side, especially in haunted locations. So not really something that I need. There's also pendulums. You know, pendulums, for those who don't know, a pendulum is whenever you have a chain and there's some sort of weight at the bottom of it. It could be a crystal. Usually it's a crystal, but really it could be anything. It could be a charm. I'm a big fan of using necklaces actually as a pendulum. Because when you use a necklace as a pendulum, if you wear the necklace often, it tunes into your energy. And so I believe that that allows your pendulum to actually work better. So again, for those of you who don't know, a pendulum is when you have a chain or a string and there's a heavy weight at the bottom, usually a crystal, and the pendulum will move when you ask different questions. And so typically what you would do is you would hold your pendulum, and you want to make sure that you're being as still as possible, so you don't want your arms or your fingers moving. And you're going to say to your pendulum as you are holding it with only your index finger and your thumb. You don't really want to be clenching it with your whole fist. You want to be holding it very lightly, holding the top of the chain, allowing the weight to drop and just kind of dangle there. And you're going to say, show me yes. And your pendulum is going to move in a specific way. And whether it moves from front to back in a clockwise circle, in a counterclockwise circle, or from side to side, that is going to be your indication for a yes. And then you would say, show me no. And then your pendulum's going to move in a different direction. And that is your pendulum's way of saying no. And then you can say, show me maybe, show me I don't know. Now, because you're working with only those four responses, of course, that form of communication is very limited, because again, you only have four responses. But then you can move into things like pendulum boards, which essentially is kind of like a Ouija board, because you can hold a pendulum over a board that has letters on it, and then it can start to spell things out. And some people get a little freaked out by that because it is so much like a Ouija board. But the other thing you can do is just put a pendulum board down that has different words on it, and then the pendulum can move to different words. So that is something that you can do as a form of spirit communication as well. And people can get a little iffy about that one. And then you will almost always have people who get freaked out when you're holding a pendulum. And for me, when a pendulum begins to move, my hand will move with the pendulum. And then people are like, you're moving your hand, you're moving the pendulum, you're making it say that. It's like, I'm not moving my hand, but my hand is moving. You know, it's kind of like when you get a muscle spasm in your foot or in your leg. And you can see your thigh vibrating. You can see your foot moving. Well, it is moving. That is your foot that's moving, but you're not consciously causing it. It's a muscle spasm, right? So it's the same thing with the pendulum. You're not moving the pendulum, you're not moving the pendulum, and you're not moving your hand, but your hand may move, and you're not the one doing it. So just something to keep in mind. So if you work with pendulums and you know you're not moving your hand, but your hand tends to move a little bit because there is some weight going on and, you know, your hand tends to move with it, don't worry about it. You're using it just fine. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Plus, your pendulum practice is for you. You don't have to worry about what other people say. You don't even have to worry about what I want to say. Take it with a grain of salt if you want to. That's fine. So, but I find these communication cards, spirit communication cards, to be wonderful because they remove that fear. And you don't have to worry about some weird energy or entity coming over and taking over the cards or whatever, because these cards, since they are so imprinted to the energy of your loved one, it is most likely that that is the only person who's going to come through and use that, because it's tuned into their personality. It's tuned into their energy. It is literally meant just for them. It is handmade for them. Right? It's handmade for them. And as you're working with those, you're going to feel you're just going to feel all the good feelings from it. It feels really good when you work with these cards. And like I said, you're also going to start to see different synchronicities come forward and different signs, and you will start getting more dream visitations. And it really is just a magical experience. And that's why I tell people, like, you don't have to be psychic or intuitive to use this method. Anyone can do it, and it works for everyone. And that's why I love it so much. It is such a wonderful tool. And I also love the nostalgic aspect of it. I love the nostalgic aspect of it, because what better way to really, I want to say, what better way to reconnect with your loved ones than remembering how they spoke and remembering how they communicated and remembering their personalities and using that in a way, transforming that in a way to where it is still relevant in this present moment. And you do that with these communication cards, right? And it's just, it's so fun. So that is one of the methods that I teach in the Embracing Heaven online course. And the Embracing Heaven online course is near and dear to my heart, because I so want this to be a skill that everyone learns. I want everyone to learn the appropriate way to communicate with their loved ones in spirit. And there was this incident that there was an experience. There we go. There was an experience that I had last year, where I had the opportunity to see a super famous psychic medium. This is someone who had his own show at one point in time, several best-selling books. He's been on several morning talk shows. Like, this guy is uber famous. Like, he's very, very well known. And during the pandemic, he decided to do an online event, and the tickets were not cheap. They were not cheap, but I didn't know if I'd ever have the opportunity to see this mega famous psychic medium do his work his magic. And I love seeing how different psychic mediums work. I love to see their process. I love to see how they tune into spirit. I like to see how they communicate messages. To me, it's absolutely fascinating. And so I guess I'm kind of a psychic junkie when it comes to that. I think it's so, so brilliant. I love watching different mediums work. So long story short, it was very clear to me after observing this very famous psychic medium that he was in fact a fraud. He was doing the whole cold calling thing, cold reading thing. Did I say cold calling? Wow, I'm going back to, like, mentally going back to my to my day in sales and marketing. But he was very clearly doing some cold reading, where he was looking at people. He'd have them turn their cameras on, and he would talk to them a little bit, kind of warm them up to a conversation. And I feel like he was picking up on visual clues and taking stabs in the dark for the most part. And when he got something wrong, when he would communicate to someone, like, hey, who was it that you know in the that's on the other side that had a small store? Who are the people that owned a small store? The woman he was talking to said, I have no idea. I don't know anyone who owned a small store. He's like, no, I'm seeing very clearly there's a couple on the other side. It's a married couple, and they used to own a small hardware store, but you could also go there and get bread and get the staples and get this and this and this. This was before Walmart was a thing. So who were these people? And she's like, I don't know. I don't know anyone who fits that description. And he was like, okay, well, who do you know that maybe these were their parents? Like, he was really searching. And to be fair, that can happen in mediumship where a message comes through and you start to, you know, you are trying to figure out how the image is coming through to you and how the words coming through to you fit into this person's life. But if they tell you, like, look, I don't know anyone that fits this description, that's when you just got to kind of call it in and say, okay, I guess I tuned into the wrong people. I guess the wrong couple came forward. You just kind of let it go, and you have to acknowledge that, sure, as mediums, we have a line to the other side, but you know what? Sometimes the wrong people do pick up. I mean, that's been my experience, and every other medium I know has also told me that they don't get it 100% right either. You know, sometimes they'll sit down with their client and they do their best to communicate with the other side. And sometimes you don't get the right people. You don't get the responses. They don't get the responses that they hope for. And it's unfortunate and it's uncomfortable for everybody, but it does happen. And so what was really uncomfortable watching this super famous psychic medium flounder about like that was that he had more misses than hits. I would say I wasn't keeping count, and looking back, I wish I was. I would say that 80% of his hits were misses. 80% of the evidence that he was bringing forward was a complete miss. And people were saying, I don't know what you're talking about. And instead of him letting it go, he would double down on it to the point where he was almost a bully about it. And I was like, this is really gross. Like, this, first of all, this is not how you treat people. Like, if you're wrong, you don't, you know, gaslight your the person that you're reading for. You acknowledge that you got it wrong and you move on. But he wasn't doing that. And so anyways, that said, it really saddened my heart to see this display, because this is a well-known psychic medium who is held in high esteem by mainstream media and by other psychic mediums. Like, this is the person that most mediums aspire to be because he's supposed to be so good. And when I saw this whole thing unfold, I literally felt sick to my stomach. I felt so disappointed. There was a part of me that was even ashamed for being in the same niche as this guy, because it was so obvious to me that this was a show, that this was a scam. And it was really hurtful to me to know that this was a scam that this guy has been running for decades. And that's why it's so important to go to mediums that are vetted by someone you know, right? Go to mediums that are vetted by someone you know, or go to mediums who do things like this. You know, I'm trying to be more consistent with doing the psychic parties on Fridays. I have a lot of transitions happening in my life right now, so I'm not able to be as consistent as I'd like to, but you can always go and check out those videos, and you can see how many hits I get when I'm just reading for everyone who shows up. It's actually a lot of fun. It's a whole lot of fun to do those psychic parties. So find different ways to validate the medium that you're going to go to. So there are people in the chat who are asking who this person is. As much as I would love to out this person, I'm not going to, because I can't afford the lawyers that he can afford. And I don't want to get in trouble. So the only thing I can say about this is be alert when you watch other mediums. Pay attention to how they're reading, to who they're speaking to, how they're speaking to other people. If they're being a bully, and telling other people that they're wrong, that's probably a red flag. That's probably not a good thing. And also just listen to your heart. Is your heart telling you that this is a good person? Is your heart saying there's something off with this person? Something doesn't seem right. Listen to that. Listen to your own intuition. But that said, you know, that's another reason why I am so passionate about teaching people how to be their own psychic mediums. And yes, I love being able to connect to the other side for other people. I think it's a wonderful way to gain validation for you. Because if I don't know your loved one, which, you know, chances are I don't, and I'm pulling through all this information that is evidence to you that they are still surviving, that is going to bring you some peace and comfort. And then when you go home and you work with your cards, that's going to make you feel even better because you've gotten evidence from a reliable source. And now you have this beautiful way to communicate with your loved ones on your own. And I think that that is just so beautiful. And one of the things to keep in mind is just because your loved one has transitioned into spirit, you don't have to end that relationship. Absolutely, you do not have to end that relationship. You can keep it going. And I think that that is so helpful in navigating through grief because grief settles in because obviously we miss that person's physical presence, but we miss so much more than that. And when you learn how to use that existing bond, because the bond that you have with that person is still there. When you learn how to use that bond to communicate to them while they're in spirit form, you'll be amazed at how strong your relationship can continue to grow. You may even find that you're more in love with them 10 years later on than you were 10 years ago, because there's just this new style and this new dynamic and this new way of communicating that will become the norm for you. And it's actually really wonderful and it's very healing. And that's not to say that you're not going to still miss them. Of course you are. You know, you're still going to miss their presence. You're going to miss their hugs. You're going to miss hearing their voice when they call out to you. You know, there's still going to be aspects of that you miss, but there's also going to be other parts of the relationship that you can hold on to. You can look forward to, you can still look forward to speaking to them every day. You can look forward to asking them for advice and knowing that they're going to give it to you. So it's really a beautiful thing. Okay. So Josh was asking, what if we do not have their written words or recall their special sayings? However, we remember or recall their characteristics or personalities. You can absolutely still work with that. For example, I love dad jokes. I love dad jokes. I love Marvel characters and I love Star Wars. Those are a few of my favorite things. Also love coffee. But anyways, so eventually one day I will pass on. Right? I'm going to transition into the spirit world. I'm always saying, I hope it's quick and I hope it's pretty, but one day it's going to happen. And if someone who loves me is still in the physical, who's still in the physical world, can't quite figure out what to put on their communication cards when they want to communicate with me, they can easily turn to dad jokes. You know, like if they were to come into a dad joke and be like, oh man, she would have gone nuts over this one. You know, they can easily put that. Oh, Debbie, I was talking about you earlier. Hi, Debbie. They can easily put that one on their communication card. If they're watching Star Wars and they hear do or do not, there is no try. Nicole used to say that, you know, you can put that on there. So you can use things that remind you of them. If it correlates with their personality and if it's something that you know that there's a good chance that they would say that to you, absolutely use that. Absolutely use that. So I think that would be a lot of fun. So Conrad is asking, hi Conrad. Hi Nicole, great to connect with your energies today. Thank you, Conrad. Great to connect with you too. I would like to ask, does meditation increase our natural intuitive abilities? Yes, it absolutely does. It absolutely does, because meditation does two things. It helps you, of course, to quiet your own mind, and it also helps you to focus. So when your mind is quiet and when you're focused, whether you're focused on a beautiful white light, you're focused on a mantra, you're focused on the quietness around you, you're focused on your breath, that allows your energy to expand. It allows your energy to vibrate at a higher frequency. And it also allows spirit, your angels, the divine, intelligent, conscious mind itself to come and work with you, to blend with you, and to speak with you. So yes, it can absolutely increase your natural intuitive abilities. It's a wonderful experience. It's a wonderful tool. So, look at this. We've got another troll that I get to block. Again, when people come into the chat and they start telling people, hey, message me for a reading, or I feel so drawn to you, or I'm an approved reader by Nicole. Know that that's not true. Know that these are scammers and that they're not allowed. They are not allowed here. They are banished. You shall not pass. Anyhow, so we've only got a few minutes left. So I did want to tell you about the other method that I have for you. So the other spirit communication method that I would like to share with you is best for those of you who lost your loved one through either an illness or maybe something tragic, to where they didn't look like themselves towards the end. And the reason that this next exercise is very important is because if your loved one did pass through illness or didn't look like themselves during the time of their transition, it is very likely that those sickly images are the ones that are playing over and over and over again in your head, and that's causing you to be re-traumatized every time you think about this person's passing. And your loved ones in spirit don't want to be remembered that way. They want to be remembered at their healthiest and happiest. Those are the memories that they want to share with you. So the next exercise is to get a pen and get a paper. And if you do want to get the Embracing Heaven online course, you can go to my website, guidingechoes.com, and purchase it there. And it does have worksheets that will help you through this exercise. You don't need the worksheet for this one, though. It's organized nicely, so you might enjoy that. But all you need is a pen and paper. And what you're going to do is you're going to really think about how they looked when they were healthy and when they were happy. And you're going to write about that. And so what you're going to do is you may think about, you're going to start with the top of their head. And remember what their hair looked like or what their baldness looked like when they were healthy and when they were happy. And you can just write down like when Frederick was at his healthiest, he had thick, black, curly hair. Sometimes it got too greasy because he forgot to wash it for a few days, or, you know, whatever it is. And just go through their different physical characteristics. So you're going to focus on their hair and write about their hair. Focus on their skin, write about their skin. If they had acne, if it was clear, if they had wrinkles, if they had big pores, if they had small pores, whatever it was, you're going to write about it. And the reason that we do this is because it helps our mind to remember and to spend time on how they looked when they were healthy. And it helps our mind to get over that traumatic image that is stained in our minds. We want to be able to move past that. And so when you're able to focus on it and you're able to write about it, that helps your mind to overwrite what it keeps showing you over and over again. Because remember, your mind learns by repetition. And so we want to remind your brain, remind your mind of how your loved one looked, so that when you do start to meditate and you do start to visualize and you do have those dream visitations, your mind is more in tune to how your loved one looked when they were healthy, so that when they come forward in your meditations, visualizations, and dream visitations, they look healthy now. They're not going to come to you looking sickly. And the only reason they would come to you looking sickly is because that's the imprint that your mind has. It's not how they actually want to be remembered. But your mind is going to use whatever is present, whatever is familiar, when it's bringing forth messages to you. And honestly, that's what it does to mediums. That's how our mind works. So like when I'm working with the spirit, spirits will usually work with whatever images and archetypes I already have in my mind, and they start to pull those up. You know, like if they want to show me a red wagon, they're not going to show me their actual red wagon. They're going to pull up the actual one. They're going to pull up the red wagon that's in my memory bank. And then I'll know to say red wagon or red car or whatever it is. So that's how that works, at least for me. I do know some other very gifted mediums who are more clairvoyant, and they are able to see more specific and detailed items and symbols than what I can see. But from what I understand, for most mediums, spirit will work with the images, symbols, words that we already have imprinted on us, because that's just the easiest thing for them to use. So even spirit tries to go with what's easy. And that makes sense, because tuning into the spirit world is intuitive. It is like a game of charades. And so we want to make that as easy as possible, right? We want to make that as easy as we can. Why complicate things, right? Life is complicated enough. When it comes to spirit communication and working with our guides and angels and our ancestors and loved ones on the other side, we want to make that as easy and as enjoyable as we can. Because why not? Can absolutely be a wonderful and enjoyable experience. So after you do that, after you write down all the detailed ways, excuse me, that your loved one looked, you are going to close your eyes and you're going to remember them as best as you can at their healthiest and at their happiest. And again, this helps to imprint that image on your mind so that when they come through, that is the image that they can use. That's the avatar they can use. Excuse me while I get a drink. It's just water, I promise. Sorry. I kind of swallowed wrong or breathed in wrong a little earlier, and now I'm coughing. All right. So that concludes our broadcast for today. Those are my best tips for communicating with your loved one on the other side. And again, if you would like more methods, check out my online course. It's called Embracing Heaven. You can go to my website at guidingechoes.com to check it out and, of course, to purchase it. This will give you lifelong access to that course. It comes with several different videos that teach you several different methods. It also comes with some printouts so you can take notes. And it is one of the courses that I am the most proud of. It took quite a while to create, but I'm most proud of it because I really do believe that this is important information for everyone to have. And like I said earlier, going to a medium, it's an expensive addiction, and there are people who absolutely become addicted to mediums because they become addicted to communicating with their loved ones, which is understandable, right? But it's expensive. So cut out the middleman and be your own medium. Why not? It's easier than you think it is. It's easier than you think it is. And like most things in life, it's a skill. And the more you do it, the better you become, and the easier it is for you to communicate with spirit and for spirit to communicate with you. So thank you for tuning in. And if you are joining me on 105.3 FM New Orleans, stay tuned because we've got a wonderful lineup for you tonight. We've got Discovery Paranormal, Chasing Prophecy, and Into the Night. Also want to remind you that you are welcome to join me for this live broadcast through YouTube and Facebook over at my Guiding Echoes YouTube channel and Guiding Echoes Facebook page. It is always wonderful to connect with each of you. Thank you for joining me tonight. I hope you all have a wonderful week. And remember, you are worthy, you are enough, you are loved, and you are going to have a fantastic week. I will see you next Tuesday. Next Tuesday's guest is Kate from the Daily Tarot Girl. You can check out her YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, type in Daily Tarot Girl, and she's going to be our guest next week. If you want to interact with us, again, join us on the YouTube and Facebook page. She will be actually doing live readings for audience members. So you'll definitely want to join us in the chat. Take care. I will see you next week.